Hello and welcome to SNL Energy's podcast. My name is Jennifer Zajac. I'm senior editor here, and with me today is Dan Shreve, a director with Make Consulting, a strategic advisory firm focused on the wind industry. The firm recently released Wind Turbine OEMS Global Market Share Report for 2009, and we have Dan with us this morning to talk about the report. Dan, let's start with some background about the report. Can you give us some information on how this report is put together? Is this an annual report? Tell us about it.
Yes, Jennifer. Make Consulting publishes this report once per year. We publish it in the first quarter. The intent of the report is to show the growth trends throughout the industry amongst the major turbine manufacturers on a global basis. The data is collected locally by our teams in China, the European Union, as is in the United States. We try to collect the data from a myriad of sources. What we use is state, local, federal agencies, wind energy associations associated with the different regions, as well as some of the developers and end users that are installing these wind farms. So we try to do our best to understand exactly what it is that has gone into the ground, what has been grid connected and fully commissioned, so as we can provide the most representative data possible.
And once again, the report found that Vestas came out on top. How did Vestas do that, considering the drop in market share?
With Vestas, they had a particularly strong year in a number of core countries. So they were able to maintain their strength in the European Union. They did so with gaining some significant market share in some core markets, specifically Spain, where they gained upwards of over 7% market share, as well as Portugal, where they gained over 11% market share. They were able to maintain position in a number of their other core markets throughout the European Union, which helped them on a global basis. Additionally, they had a very strong year in Canada. They were able to gain 17 percentage points over their 2008 position. And as a result of that, were able to really capitalize on some of the stronger growth markets and drive their global market share.
I noticed, Dan, that you didn't mention China and United States. So those are the two biggest wind markets. Is that where Vestas saw the drop in market share?
Actually, if you look at it year over year, Vestas did have some issues in China, but then again, so did all of the Western OEMs. With respect to the Chinese marketplace, Vestas actually held its own fairly well and did about 2x of what most of the other Western manufacturers did. Their total market share was on the order of 4 to 4.5%, and that's characterized on a basis of over 13.7 gigawatts of installed capacity. So despite the small percentage points, it's still a substantial amount of installations that are going into the Chinese wind space.
Tell me a little bit more about the Chinese players that are moving into the top rankings of May Consulting's report here. And will we see more Chinese players into the market?
I think that in terms of the global top 10, top 15, the players that we have represented, and those include Sinovel, Goldwind, Dongfeng, Mingyang, as well as some others, I think they're fairly representative of what you'll see in the near future. Sinovel and Goldwind are clearly the established leaders within the Chinese wind space. Dongfeng is also a strong competitor that is looking to move up with some new technology that could provide them with some additional competitive advantage within the Chinese space. However, I do believe Sinovel and Goldwind are here and here to stay. The Chinese marketplace does not appear to be slowing down in any way, shape, or form. They have some very aggressive targets moving forward, specifically targeting the wind industry. And as a result of that, Sinovel and Goldwind are going to continue to capitalize on that domestic market strength.
Let's shift gears here and tell me about what happened in the United States last year.
Well, specifically with the North American space, Canada saw some significant growth, which aided the overall region. However, the big news is the United States having another record year. Upwards of almost 10 gigawatts capacity installed in the United States in 2009. Now, that was largely born off the strength of some of the very favorable stimulus package monies that were distributed to the major wind developers, and it really helped the second half of 2009 and really drive that very large install rate for the 2009 year. Specifically, if you looked at the Section 1603 grant program, saw over $2 billion of disbursements made, and that really helped kickstart the market and get the capital markets going again. Coupled with a record Q1 in 2009, that was largely driven from a lot of momentum in 2008. So that carryover from 2008 to 2009, plus the stimulus monies, really helped set the stage for a great 2009 in North America. Conversely, 2010, we are anticipating that there will be a drop-off. Another one of our market reports is our market demand side report, where we outline some of the forecasts for the major region, and specifically within the United States, we are anticipating that there will be a drop-off from 2009 levels, and we're looking at something on the order of a 7.8 gigawatt in the United States in 2010.
Dan, which manufacturers are going to come out on top for this year?
I think clearly for the United States, GE is still very well positioned to come out on top. Despite losing some share in 2009, we do believe that the company is well positioned, has a very substantial customer base within the United States, as well as a very competitive product portfolio. I think that they do or are feeling the pinch from a heightened level of competition. However, I believe with the introduction of their 2.5 megawatt system to the United States space, that they're positioning themselves to maintain their very strong position within the U.S. for the foreseeable future.
Dan, what trends are you seeing in wind turbine technology?
I think the clear trends are, at least specifically with the North American space, are certainly with larger machines and larger rotors. So the end result is the wind turbine manufacturers are seeking to extract the most out of the wind resources that are available in the U.S., and in doing so, really making an effort to increase rotor size to capture those winds in those IEC2/IEC3 lower wind speed developable wind sites. Some examples of that, Siemens 2.3 megawatt 101 meter rotor system. Gamesa recently announcing that they'll be increasing the rotor diameter on their 2 megawatt system from 90 to 97 meters here in the future. And then, of course, Vestas making a very strong push and looking to produce a rotor with a 100 meter rotor on a 1.8 megawatt system to be delivered to the United States in the next year. So I think in general, the space is recognizing the trend. They are all moving forward to try to put together the most competitive turbine offering possible, and a lot of that is based on enhanced wind capture through larger rotors and larger nameplate ratings.
We've been talking with Dan Shreve. He's a director with MAKE Consulting, and we're discussing Wind Turbine OEMS Global Market Share Report for 2009. Dan, how can people acquire this report?
MAKE Consulting's reports are available and can be purchased through our website at www.make-consulting.com. We also have other market reports that are available, including our supply side reports, which will be due out in the next 3 weeks. That's an overview of the global wind turbine manufacturing space that highlights the component trends in some important areas such as gearbox, bearings, castings, etc. So very excited to have that report coming out in the next few weeks, and look forward to discussing this report and other reports with any new clients that may be interested.
All right. Well, Dan Shreve with MAKE Consulting, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And thank you for listening to another SNL Energy podcast. I'm Jennifer Zajac.